Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Andrea Quinn. Andrea Quinn is a best-selling author and a women's empowerment specialist beyond belief. Just amazing what she's done for women all over the world. So Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Andrea, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am known as an empowerment specialist for women. I have been life coaching and business coaching for the last 14 years, but primarily my passion is empowering women. And I've been teaching the curriculum that's in this book since 2008 in workshops. And I have women from all over the world. I have thousands of women now that have taken it. And it was time to get out the book, put it out in a book form. So that's what I did.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And we are so glad you did. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, the book is actually an empowerment curriculum. So it focuses on 9 transformational tools. The first 4 tools you work on is your inner life, from the inside of you into the outer world. And what I mean by that is that what you work on within yourself, you put out into the world. And then the second 4 tools is everything out in the world you need to bring back to yourself. And the last one ties it together. So it's basically about inside out, outside in, and then tying it all together, which equals a balanced female. And it's about women becoming balanced in their lives so that they can actually accomplish what they're setting their sights on in life.
Well, you are really the expert in female empowerment. So I was wondering if you could tell us maybe a few of the challenges that you find that are pretty consistent that you help women with.
First and foremost, women are better to other people than they are to themselves. That's number one. They're usually last on their own list, which they put everyone's needs and everyone before themselves. And that never equals an empowered woman, a happy woman, someone who really is living her best life when you're actually last on your list. So in the tools, I talk about some of the hard things that women have to do is, number one, we don't know how to receive anything. We know how to do all the giving, but we certainly don't know how to do any of receiving. And the problem is, without receptivity, you can't have the life you want, because as women, we are receivers. So receptivity is very difficult for women. Asking is very difficult for women. It ties into all these places we feel unworthy, right? Other places that are very difficult for women is self-acceptance. A lot of times the self-acceptance for women is, where am I good enough? Where am I amazing? That's self-acceptance. And a lot of women interpret self-acceptance as, here's where I'm good, here's where I'm bad. I have to love the whole package. Well, you actually don't have to love the whole package, because you should be focusing on the expansion of everything you're good at. So that's kind of the lead. And then I think another one, of course, I believe in all 9, but I think a really difficult thing for women to do is to actually let go of their controlling natures, let go of their ideas, let go of their stories of pain. And in the letting go, you create so much space so that you can create what you want. But when you're holding so tight to the past or the fear of the future, you can't really be in the present to actually create the life you want.
Oh, that makes so much sense. So for people that are really eager to join the journey, of course, buying the book is absolutely critical. But could you give us maybe a couple of sneak peeks of tips that you think would be really, really valuable that people could maybe start working on right away?
First and foremost, with women, it's about practicing an in-breath. Breathing in is about receiving. You bring things to you on an in-breath. So when a woman starts to breathe in, she is actually bringing energy to her versus putting it out in an exhale. So if you think about it from the point that women are only here for one reason, in my opinion, and one reason only, which is to receive, to create. Our superpower is creativity. So it's about speaking about, I am here to receive. I am the receiver. Taking some in-breaths and just noticing receiving for themselves. And then practice it. For instance, you know how when we go to a grocery store, they say, would you like help out with your groceries? And we say, no, we've got it. Let them do it for you. Practice saving your precious energy. It's not like it's princess training. What I'm talking about is when a woman values her precious life force and her precious energy, other people will as well. So when someone says, may I help you with this? Say, yes, I would love to receive that. And start noticing how much more energy you have. It seems like it's really, really small, but it's really, really big because that's how you understand. And it's also a barometer. So if you can't receive small things, then you actually can't receive the big things that you want to create in your life. So I think that's where I would start.
Absolutely. I can remember the first time I really made a conscious effort to do that. It was exactly the same situation. It was a friend of mine's father, and he was like in his 80s, and he was asking, oh, let me carry that for you. It's too heavy. And I thought, I can't let him do that. And I let him do that. And it was so wonderful because it was a gift to him as well as to myself.
Correct. It is actually a very generous thing for a woman to become receptive.
That's so beautiful.
Other people to give, right?
So beautiful. So tell us a little bit about why you wrote the book and what you hope readers will take away from it.
I wrote the book because I can only do so many workshops. I'm one person and I have a limited amount of time, right? We all do. And I just had so many women for so many years saying, wow, my friends across the country wish they could come to the workshop. Can you do a book? Can you do a book? And so for a long time, I had been playing with the idea to finally do one. And then it's been great because now I can reach women all over the world with this curriculum. And so for me, it was a motive that I could empower more women through actually writing this book. And I also could allow women to join communities that they weren't able to join before, because we have online communities, we have in-person communities, women help each other with this curriculum. So it was really important for me to do that.
That is so wonderful, really wonderful. So do you have an important message for women in the world today? We've really been through unbelievable things over the last few years, and it seems like it's rolling forward, getting more complex in a lot of ways. So for the women out there, what would be some advice, key advice from you?
Well, number one, start trying to figure out a strategy to put yourself first. Educate yourself with the help you need, whether it's a mentorship in business or study personal development, or try, again, another way of receiving information, receiving knowledge, receiving things for yourself. I would also invite women to really listen to themselves and practice listening to their gut, because they're always right. And that's been the saying of the female. We always say, I knew that. Oh, I knew that. I knew that. And what I think is important is they start listening and spending a little time alone. One of the big things for me is when I work with women, they must log off. They must put their phones away. They must get off those computers, and they need to clear their space, their personal spiritual space, away from technology, so that they could hear their own voice. I think it's super important, and it is now critical.
That is so beautiful. So I know the book can be found on Amazon and other book dealers, but is there a place where people can connect with you online to learn more about the wonderful things you're doing and also more about the book?
Yes, my Instagram is Andrea Quinn Coaching. I have my website is AndreaQuinnCoaching.com, and I also have one called TheQuinnEssentials.com, which is the title of the book. I am also on Facebook and Twitter under AQ Coaching, and I am available through email as well, which is info@AndreaQuinnCoaching.com.
That is so lovely, Andrea. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And everyone, please don't miss the opportunity to avail yourself of this wonderful book and the great information that Andrea has out there. Andrea, thank you as always for your generosity of your time and this great information.
Thank you again for having me.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com, and have a wonderful week.